You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
43 crisp degrees high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Lewisburg, always well worth that drive. Down Route 45. How's my hair look today, huh?
Welcome back to the show.
How's
I'm
my hair?
I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client.
First rule of Hair Club, do not talk about Hair Club.
Today is National Hair Day.
Short hair or long hair.
Your hair is yum.
Your hair is...
Hair is amazing.
Your hair is adorable.
It grows hair. Long, straight, beautiful hair.
Happy National Hair Day.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
I've always had hair that just sat on my head. I mean, no matter what I do with it, it's just, I possibly have the worst head of hair in the world, and today is hair day. Let me just say happy Friday. That's it. That's just it.
Be a part of the show, Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You bet, your payphone or not, just give us a call. We're here for you. Plus, Flashback Friday at 7 a.m. We definitely want your requests on the Ford Fun Line. Happy October 1. I already mentioned it's National Hair Day. We posted on Facebook. Take a look at it on the 94KX Facebook page. I have nothing to say about my hair. You people who have seen me this summer, Spyglass concert series or out and about, Market Street Festival in Selins Grove last weekend, a lot of people just like, I noticed them looking at my hair while they talk to me. And if they're bold, they'll say, so what's up? What's up with your hair? I'm like, I'm just letting it grow out. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You got to understand it's a process now, friends. I've had like a military style cut for like 2 years now. I'm letting it grow out. So it looks the way it does. Take a look on our Facebook page and let me know. You know, let me know. What do you think about your own hair? Do you spend thousands of dollars a month on it or what? I mean, what do you do with your hair? Let me see yours. There you go. All right, now beside the hair day, it is the beginning of October. We will paint the valley pink. Details on the way. But it's also like Oktoberfest everywhere.
You're now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Straight out of Compton, crazy mother named Ice Cube.
What?
I've been called fellas with attitudes. When I'm called off, I got it sold off. Squeeze the trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you mess with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out. For the punk, for the heck that's showing out. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck. Cause I see this crazy ass. As I live, you believe I'm stomping. But when I come back, boy, I'm gonna set out of Compton.
All right, then. You've seen him on the web. He's called the There I Ruined It guy with his Straight Out of Compton Oktoberfest.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV last night. Jimmy Fallon's on the way. The McRib sandwich is back. Should we talk about last night's football game or did you sleep through it too? It's all on the way. Morgan in the Morning. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Yeah, how's that for getting you ready for Flashback Friday? A little Duran Duran from the 80s. We're going to talk about the football game last night, but it was boring. I mean, it was incredibly boring. Oh, look, a field goal. Yay! The Bengals beat the Jaguars. One cat beating another 24-21. I don't know if just me, but Thursday night football has been really boring this season. I know we're only in week 4. Calm down. Anyway, Rob will have that story coming up next when we check news, sports, and AccuWeather. I wanted to touch on this. Does everybody know what a doppelganger is? It's like that person. I don't know where the word came from. Sounds Pennsylvania Dutch, doesn't it? Anyway, it's that one person that looks like you. Everybody has one. I don't want to get back into National Hair Day again, but I hope to God there's not another person that looks like me out there. That's all I'm saying. Big square head, big thick neck, and hair that sticks out all over the place. I don't want anyone to look like me, a doppelganger, whatever they call it. But anyway, there's a guy on TikTok right now. This poor guy He's got the handle Not Brian Laundry because he keeps getting mistaken for Gabby's boyfriend. Yeah.
I was at a bar with some friends, and a bunch of people kept coming up to me and asking if I was Brian Laundry. Some seemed to be joking about it, and some were very serious. And I was like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And then someone showed me a picture, and I was like, oh, no. So I left pretty shortly after that, and on my way out, at least three more people asked me, including one off-duty police officer.
Wow! This is incredible, this poor guy. Check it out, though, if you have TikTok. It's at Not Brian Laundry. Poor fella.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark will check the news. Rob will check that super exciting football game and a lot more. And a decent AccuWeather forecast. It's Morgan in the Morning. 43 now. High atop Blue Hill. A little bit of fog here and there. Another great day for the Bloomsburg Fair. No doubt about it. They've had some luck. They've had a lot of luck this year as opposed to, you know, years gone by. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Friday, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45, whether you do it in a car or on horseback. Coming up, viral comedy. A guy in England likes to ride a horse into a gas station and pick on people who are waiting in line for gas. It's coming up. It's actually quite funny. Viral comedy. Hear it now. Watch it later. Morgan in the Morning.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Here we go. This guy is hilarious. I don't know if you've seen him already. He's gone viral once and now twice. He's Guy on horseback. He is in England where petrol, gasoline prices are skyrocketing. So he likes to ride his horse into a long gas line and heckle those people.
Cheering for petrol. Cheering for petrol. Cheering for petrol, but I'm on a horse.
He's on a horse.
I'm on a horse. I'm on a horse. I don't need petrol because he runs on carrots.
Okay.
He runs on carrots.
All right.
He runs on carrots. I don't need petrol because I'm on a horse.
There you go. Now, that video went viral, so he came back and did another one. This time, he's called the English horseback guy. This time, he's on a bicycle.
Queuing for petrol. Queuing for petrol. We don't need petrol because I'm on a bike.
You get the idea
now,
right?
I'm on a bike. I'm on a bike.
So go ahead and Google the English horseback guy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94K.
I'm on a bike. And how does he say horse? I'm on a horse. Anyway, gotta love it. Hey, we're just a few minutes away from Flashback Friday. That means start getting your requests in now. Go to the 94KX Facebook page, take a look at my bad hair, and make your request on Messenger. Or the Ford Fun Line is always open.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
1-800-326-94KX to stack up those requests.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
The Ford Fun Line's always open. Coming up, hauling a couch on a Mini Cooper. And there it is. And then Flashback Friday.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right, guess where this happened? Anybody? If I had anybody in the room right now, they'd say Florida. And I'd say, you're right. A woman is hauling a full-size couch on the top of a Mini Cooper. And everybody's watching and videoing.
A couch on a car.
The couch itself is bigger than the Mini Cooper.
That's definitely dangerous.
It's not properly strapped down. She's holding it with her right arm. It's an obstruction of view. It's simply too large of an object to place on top of a Mini Cooper.
You guys do know what a Mini Cooper is, right? Two car companies that made very small cars combined Mini and Cooper and made even a smaller car. Look, to this lady hauling a full-size couch on a Mini Cooper, I have two words for you, all right? Well, actually, one letter and one word. It's U-Haul. Put the couch and your car in back of the truck. Thank you.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Yeah, that's right. We try to bring those to you every once in a while because people are just strange.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Coming up next, news, sports, and AccuWeather. Then we start Flashback Friday with your requests on the Ford Fun Line. And we'll flashback more than once next hour with information for you. Like Seinfeld fans, stand by. And what would you do if Mick Jagger walked into the bar where you were? All those stories during Flashback Friday. 42 now, high atop Blue Hill. Another beautiful day for the Bloomsburg Fair. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. Chaka
Khan. As soon as everybody hears that riff, right, that wah, 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 we all go, Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water.
Yep.
Yeah.
on the Machine Head album.
Yeah, what a great album that was. All right.
Yep.
Hey, you're on the road right now. Where are you heading?
I'm heading back to Cult Mount. Took my wife to work.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, bud.
All right, have a good day.
Morgan, you too, in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, bad news. Jerry Seinfeld says no hopes for a Seinfeld reunion. But on the plus side, starting today on Netflix, all nine seasons of Seinfeld will drop today. That's a Flashback Friday. Good piece of news. WQKX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Lynn Hall should be wandering in here with the birthday buddies.
Matter of fact, I am in here right now.
I didn't see you. You wandered in.
I sneaked in.
You're much shorter today. I think you're wearing sneakers.
I am okay. Wearing sneakers.
So we do have Friday birthday buddies on the way?
Indeed.
All right. Also on the way, Jimmy Kimmel talks about the idea that now that pot is legal, a lot of dogs are eating it.
Okay.
That's a bad thing. It's all coming up. Morgan in the Morning. Flashback Friday. It's Randy Quaid's birthday today. So I thought, okay. All right, so you get the connection.
Yeah, yeah.
You see what we did there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's very good.
So we'll talk about Randy coming
Morgan
up.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
Yeah, with the celebrity birthdays, Lynn Hall is a local celebrity.
Oh, I am not.
Yes, you
go
are.
Go on.
Now let's take a look at the shared birthdays today. Sarah Drew is 41 years old today. If you don't recognize her name, she's Dr. April Kepner on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay. I thought she was related to Nancy Drew. I got concerned there for a moment.
Oh, that goes back even farther.
Yes.
Zach Galifianakis is 52 today.
It's good to pronounce it that way. Yes, I have a rough time with his name. I'm glad you took care of it.
So
yeah.
Do I. I had to just practice it a few times.
Okay.
All right. Home run hitter Mark McGwire is 58 today. He broke Roger Maris's home run record of 61 by blasting 70 homers in a year, and he was on steroids.
Ah, so
he
I
has
see.
That to be proud of for the rest of his career.
Yes.
And a happy birthday to Randy Quaid.
Well, how old are you, little one?
She's born without a tongue, Clark.
Clark.
Don't you worry about her. She whistles like a bird and eats like a horse.
Oh. It's the old homestead, huh?
Yeah. I don't know for how long. Bank's been after me like flies on a rib roast.
The bank's been after me like flies on a rib roast.
That's funny.
Randy Quaid, Dennis Dennis's weirder brother.
He looks nothing like him, too. It just flabbergasts me.
He's 71, okay. And we want to sing. Do we want to sing, like, show tunes? Do we want to do that on a Friday?
Sing show tunes? What are we?
It is Flashback Friday. Well, it is. So, I mean, can we say happy birthday to Julie Andrews?
Oh. The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Could you sing like that?
No.
Okay, just check.
Not at all.
Julie Andrews is 86 years old today, and a big happy birthday to President Jimmy Carter.
Aww.
He's 97 today.
I know, he's still around. That's awesome.
That's living the clean life right there.
Indeed.
Let's take
lots
a look.
Of peanuts.
Yeah, had to go to
and
the peanut farmer.
Beer.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's do the local celebrities. We call them...
birthday buddies.
Uh-huh. Brenda Soper from Sealands Grove is 56 today.
And Brenda Stroll from Nescopec, 46 today.
Happy birthday to another Deborah Wilk from Coal Township, 69.
Jamie Roshan, I think that's how you pronounce it, from Sunbury, 41 today.
Kathleen Nisley from Shamokin Dam, 33.
Christine Wilkinson from Herndon, or Kristen, I'm sorry, Kristen. She's 48 today.
Happy birthday to Kim Eisenhower, 36.
Leora Klaus is 17 today.
She was just 17. Happy birthday to Linda Tressler from Sunbury, 65.
Mark Checo from Winfield, 49 today.
Mark Gilger is 33 today.
Marshall Meraki is 36 today.
I just love the word, the name Marshall.
I know. That's
it great. Just sounds like he's riding into town, doesn't it?
It does.
Anyway, happy birthday to Megan Humix from Coltmont. She is 32 today.
I don't know if this is a joke or what, but Michelle Shaner from Coon Hunter, PA. Is 51 today?
Isn't that down the way, Wally?
It could be. Okay.
Michelle Shaner from Middleburg is 51.
Michelle Kreitzer from Sealands Grove, 49 today.
Happy birthday, Stacy Christina. She's 50.
Steve Wagner from Augustaville, 60 today.
All right. And one from Facebook Messenger.
Oh, cool.
Happy birthday to Kevin Kuzo. He is working at Blaze Alexander in Sunbury. He's 50 years old, and he wants to hear AC/DC.
Okay.
Maybe he doesn't want to hear it, but Jennifer, who listed his birthday, says he wants to hear AC/DC. So,
okay.
We'll do that on Flashback Friday. You could reach us on the Ford Fun Line, Facebook Messenger. You could use our text club. Snail mail's always good, but email's faster.
Yes, there's a plethora of ways you can get in touch with us.
You just wanted to use the word plethora.
I did, because you never say that in normal conversation.
Every day at this time, it is.
Birthday buddies.
Yeah.
WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. And what is that girl's name who's doing the weather?
There's a woman now.
Oh, she's amazing.
Okay.
She sounds quite serious.
Oh. All right. Well, it's, I guess, a deterrent from what super exciting Steve.
Yeah.
Different.
She's not so exciting.
Yes.
But anyway.
Anyway.
Movie Mike is exciting. He's coming up next half hour as well. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
43 now and sunny high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth the drive down Route 45. So you're driving down the road and you pull off at one of them roadside bars. And you go in, you sit down, you just want a beer, and sitting next to you is Mick Jagger. Can that happen? Can that really happen? Well, it did in North Carolina. We'll visit that and listen to a new Rolling Stones song. Movie Mike and more, stay with us. W-Q-K-S. Flashback Friday, 94KX. Mick Jagger made a stop at a bar in North Carolina Wednesday night. Yeah, was he undercover? Undercover Islanders! No, Mick was not undercover. Isn't that cool? Now, we've all heard stories about Bruce Springsteen doing this in Jersey bars, but Jagger in North Carolina, what the heck was he doing there? No doubt you wouldn't think it was Mick Jagger because it's just not his home, North Carolina. Well, unless the Rolling Stones were doing a show there. No one approached him in the bar, not even a couple that sat right next to him, who reportedly had floor seats to the next night's Rolling Stone show. I guess Mick's days of getting mobbed are over. I don't know.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike is gearing up. He'll tell us what's new as far as movies this weekend. And he's got a review for us as well. Stay
You're
with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday.
WQKX.
Flashback Friday with the new kids on the block who are now known as the older guys in the suburbs. There you have it. Movie Mike's in the house. How many new movies?
We got three new movies this weekend.
Wow.
We have The Many Saints of Newark, which is the prequel to The Sopranos.
Yeah.
We have Venom, Let There Be Carnage, which is a sequel to the Marvel Comics movie from a few years ago. I saw this last night. I didn't have time to write a review, so I'll probably review it next week. But okay. It's awful. It's the worst movie ever to have a Marvel name associated with it.
Could you be on a losing streak here, depending on what you think about today's movie?
I could be, very much so, yes. Okay. And that brings us to the third movie, which is The Addams Family 2.
That's what we're reviewing now?
That's what I'm going to review now. So The Addams Family 2 opens today. Is it any good? I'll tell you in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing on Broadway. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. The 2019 animated Addams Family movie was a wonderful tribute to the popular Charles Addams creation. Despite having the same creative team, The Addams Family 2 feels like it was made by people who have no clue what makes these characters popular. The story finds Gomez and Morticia taking the clan on an impromptu road trip after a pesky social worker shows up, claiming that their daughter Wednesday might actually be the biological child of a deranged scientist. The film makes two fundamental mistakes. First, it takes the characters out of their environment. They're funny living in their own weird world. Having them cavort around Niagara Falls and the Grand Canyon is far less effective because the story has to contrive things for them to do there. The other mistake is having the Addamses interact with people who are just as offbeat as they are. Without that contrast of having normal people become shocked or appalled by their dark antics, any opportunity for comedy goes right down the drain. The all-star voice cast, including Oscar Isaac and Charlize Theron, is fine, and so is the animation. But the fact remains that this movie is just painfully unfunny. As anyone familiar with the theme song knows, the Addams Family is creepy, kooky, spooky, and ooky. The Addams Family 2 is crummy, lousy, stupid, and annoying. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5, Cousin It's.
Wow.
This is a disappointment. Yeah, I took my son to see the first animated Addams Family movie because he had no familiarity with them, and he really liked it.
Okay.
And I liked it. And so when they screened Addams Family 2 for me last weekend, I said, hey, you want to see this? And he said, yes. And we both sat there and said, this is not like the first one. This is terrible. So it disappointed an old school Addams Family fan, and it disappointed a new
school.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So this is 2 weeks in a row. Your reviews have been kind of down in the dumps.
Yeah. We need a really good one to come out because Dear Evan Hansen and this, just terrible.
Wow. Well, better luck next week when the movies are going to see.
Yeah, next week's the new James Bond movie, so hopefully that'll be good.
All right. Well, have yourself a good weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, we've got the news. We've got the sports and the AccuWeather. But coming up in about 15 minutes, my favorite part of Friday, yes or BS. A chance for you to win. 45 now in sunshine, high atop Blue Hill. It's Flashback Friday. Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX, WQKX HD1, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Flashback Friday with Def Leppard. Oh, man, what a good song that is. Thanks for the request from Danville. People at work, we'll put it that way. Hey, look what time it is. We love this music. Yes, we
yes
do.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false, you've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
It's time for Yes or BS. You know the music. And we are sitting on an October 1, the first day of October. where we paint the valley pink with Evangelical Community Hospital and 94KX. So how do you get pink? Yes or BS? You mix red with white, and you just keep adding white until you get your desired shade of pink. Sounds easy enough, right? Yes or BS, 1-800-326-94KX. First caller through wants to play the game. How do you make pink as we paint the valley pink with Morgan in the Morning? Flashback Friday, Morgan in the Morning with my favorite weekly contest.
Yes or BS. Yeah, true or false. You've got a 50-50 chance of winning, so don't blow it.
We've got Matt from Herndon on the line. Where are you driving, buddy?
On the way to the store.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll hit you with this real quick. And you can get yourself a $25 gift card from Big Mambo's Latin Bistro. Yes or BS? How do you paint the valley pink? Well, you take some red and you take some white, you mix it together, and you keep adding white till it's your shade of pink. Yes or BS?
Yes.
You are correct. You are the winner this week. For you, a $25 gift card from Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, Cameron Park, Sunbury on Center Street. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's easy. See that? It's every Friday, and it's only here on a Flashback Friday.
Yes or BS with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're going to talk more about painting the valley pink with red and white. You can get it, yeah. It's coming up. Tom's top list also on the way, and late night TV with Seth. Seth is talking about Friendsgiving already and millennials. Late night soundbite up next.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Let's get started on the top things we have to look forward to in this new month of October. Well, we always start the show with National Whatever Day, and October is full of a bunch of them, including National Don't Wear a Bra Day on the 13th. What? And on the 23rd, Slap Your Annoying Coworker Day. Both of these are not recommended. So let's move on. Halloween happens, in, of course, in October, and we spend more than $10 billion a year on Halloween. The CDC has basically signed off on trick-or-treating, but let's see what happens in your neighborhood. Number three, some great TV premieres, maybe. Season 18 of The Bachelorette. Are you kidding me? Mark Lawrence likes it. CSI Vegas hits the screen, and a new show on TV on ABC called Queens. A bunch of new movies. Movie Mike talked about it. No Time to Die premieres this coming week. Venom, another one. Dune, again. And Addams Family 2, which Mike hated. There you have it. Oh, sports? Sure. Baseball, the World Series. NHL starts this month. NBA later this month. But for us, here at 94KX, paint the valley pink all month long in October.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, we'll talk more pink. Stay with us. And how would you like the keys to Cancun? Wow. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday. Sunshine at 46, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Flashback Friday, driven as always by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
How would you like to be bebopping to Cancun? The keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel and 94KX starts Monday morning right here with Morgan in the Morning. All you have to do every weekday is listen for our keys to Cancun keyword. And then you text that word, plus your name and your hometown, to our text number, which is 49330. We'll be drawing three finalists from the correct entries every single weekday. All those finalists in for the grand prize. a 7-night stay in a suite at a Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach All-Inclusive Hotel in Cancun, Mexico. Say that all on one breath. That is exciting, my friends. Be here Monday morning, and we'll do it.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Some final thoughts with a final cup of coffee, and we'll look forward to the weekend. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Boy, that song never gets old. A little Pina Colada there and the keys to Cancun coming soon to 94KX. Hey, we have a final Flashback Friday thought. You want to buy this?
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Yeah, not the coffee. You could actually buy the jingle, the original Folgers coffee jingle. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup is up for auction. More specifically, you could buy the royalties to the song, just in case you forgot. We played it for you, but I'm seriously thinking about entering this auction because you know how everything that goes around comes around? If that comes around and they start using that in television and radio commercials again, I'd get a check for every time it plays on every radio and television station in the country. Hello! Sign me up! Have a good weekend!
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.